love musicals. Classic musicals.
Is this the 2012 Les Miserables?
Weird musicals.
We're talking about Little Shop of Horrors. Musicals that make us laugh.
2005 film, The Producers. Musicals that make us cringe.
This isn't like, oh, fun trippy visuals, this is scary trippy visuals.
But if we've learned anything from talking about musicals, it's that at the end of the day, there is always a rant to be had.
It's like she's in a dead-end marriage.
These aren't hockey pads.
Fever dream of a reality.
She murdered Jennifer Hudson.
She's like Cat Pope.
Adolf Elizabeth Hitler.
Square share, you die.
I mean, what's a more romantic setting than a bunch of laundry?
So on our podcast, we do our best to discuss the most famous and infamous movie musicals you all love.
So let's pull back the curtain and begin our
stage rant.
We love musicals. Classic musicals.
Is this the 2012 Les Miserables?
Weird musicals.
We're talking about Little Shop of Horrors. Musicals that make us laugh.
2005 film, The Producers. Musicals that make us cringe.
This isn't like, oh, fun trippy visuals, this is scary trippy visuals.
But if we've learned anything from talking about musicals, it's that at the end of the day, there is always a rant to be had.
It's like she's in a dead-end marriage.
These aren't hockey pads.
Fever dream of a reality.
She murdered Jennifer Hudson.
She's like Cat Pope. Adolf Elizabeth Hitler.
Square share, you die.
I mean, what's a more romantic setting than a bunch of laundry?
So on our podcast, we do our best to discuss the most famous and infamous movie musicals you all love.
So let's pull back the curtain and begin our
stage rant.
Here we go.
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 Welcome.
Like a race announcer.
Welcome to Stage Rant, where two dudes equally...
That's like a skater dude. What is this voice?
It's like Mario Kart. Like, three,
two, one.
Go!
Welcome to Stage Rant, where two dudes... No, it's Mario. Anyway, where two dudes equally secure in their masculinity and sexuality break down the biggest movie musicals. Each week, myself, Adam, a man who thinks that tribulation is a highly underused word, discusses the history of a show with...
Joe, a man who is broken at this point in time. We can unpack it. I'm just tired.
You have been busy.
It's been like essentially like tax season for an accountant. That's like that's what
condensed into 48 hours.
Yeah, 48 hours. But I do still. The good news is I do still have a lot of strong pointed opinions. So without further ado, never change. Stay true, pony boy.
You will be on your deathbed, and the doctor will come in and say, "Now, Mr. Myers, we recommend that you..."
Fuck you! I know what's best! Take this ibuprofen. I ain't taking shit!
In your dying hours, you become an anti-vaxxer.
Have I told you my plan for when I die?
No.
So when I plan to be on my deathbed, I hope to be surrounded by at least two sons. Or maybe children in general, whatever happens. I want to be surrounded by my children.
Mm-hmm.
And like, in my dying breaths,
yeah.
I want to be like, son... Here, you can be my son. Ready?
Yes.
Son,
yes, Papa.
Come here, my boy.
Yes.
I must tell you.
What?
Before I die.
What must you tell me?
The gold.
What's the gold?
The gold is buried.
Where's the gold buried, Papa?
The gold is buried beneath.
Beneath where? Papa, doctor!
Cue flatline, right? I want to go out on a mystery, and I want my children to go on a national treasure-esque scavenger hunt that I will have pieced together.
And we're going to call the movie National Rat Race.
National Rat Race.
It's the two plots combined.
With Jean-Claude still? Is he still there?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah. And we'll have John Cleese play
John, yeah.
We'll have
yes,
him.
John Cleese.
He'll only be in it for, like, the first 5 minutes.
He'll be me.
Yeah, he's you. Yeah.
My boy. So, Adam, what does the second half of a high-quality Apple TV musical series, no promise of a second season, and a very, very wasted, unused Jane Krakowski have in common?
That would have to be Schmigadoon. I'm calling it Act Two. I'm calling this Schmigadoon Act Two.
I think it divides pretty comfortably into two acts.
The first three episodes were very much Act One... exposition build up, you know, our big problem, and then Act 2 is that resolution finale.
It definitely fits into a typical classical musical structure. So we talked about Part 1 in our earlier episode.
Yes.
If you haven't listened to Part 1, you might want to listen to Part 1.
Because spoilers.
We're going to talk about the second half of a show that you haven't watched. So, right. Like, obviously, watch Part 1.
Right. Also, if you don't have Apple TV Plus yet, go get it.
Yeah.
It's $4.99 a month. It's the cheapest streaming service and has some of the highest quality stuff on there.
It's so good.
I cannot speak highly enough of Schmigadoon and Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso, For All Mankind. They're all great.
The Morning Show.
Yeah, there's like more stuff coming out that looks real good.
Foundation coming out later September.
You can skip the one with Jason Momoa, though. The, like, see.
They're coming out with season 2 with Dave Bautista. Just,
oh, God.
Stop.
I hate this trope of, like, let's take strong, like, overtly strong Hollywood men and just give them their own things.
Well, Jason Momoa had acting experience prior. But before, like, Guardians, Dave Bautista was
just there. He was just Dave Bautista.
He was a wrestler.
Yeah. And he was very good.
Right.
It was all fun, but like,
I mean, John Cena and The Rock, I think, are making it work. The Rock's making it work. He's been making it work.
John Cena's on a really weird streak recently where he just plays like the assholes.
He's playing almost a self-aware version of himself.
Right, but like, he's a nice guy.
Right.
Like, he's famously like a funny, nice guy. Mm-hmm. It's just odd to see him in these roles. Like, I just watched Suicide Squad.
It was good. Yeah.
But he's an asshole.
He's the worst person.
He's fun, but he's an asshole.
Yeah.
So that's weird, but like, yeah, stop giving people their own thing. They're not really talented. Was Act 2 better than Act 1?
No.
Oh.
In my opinion, no.
Okay, tell me why. Tell me why did you think Act 1 was better? Tell me why.
That was good. Mm-hmm. I thought Act 1 was better. And I think, I don't know what this is about, just in general, my feeling towards Broadway musicals. I prefer Act 1s typically more than Act 2s.
I don't disagree.
And I think that there were a lot more fun songs in Act 1 of, we're just going to call it, Act 1 of Schmigadoon.
Yeah.
And
you got, you got your corn put in.
It also had some of the more, like, off-the-wall, funnier songs. Like, besides Corn Puddin', you had, like,
Lover Spat,
which is just gold. The opening number of Schmigadoon.
Yeah.
Exclamation point. I thought was great.
You done tamed me.
He's a queer one. Mm-hmm. That man. And oh, mine.
And my personal favorite from Act 1, Cross That Bridge.
Cross that bridge. And cross it now. I see you.
Now, the only thing I will say about Act 2 is it has my favorite song overall, Tribulation.
Oh my gosh. I love a good,
which is a lovely parody of Trouble from Music Man.
Right. And like, every musical has, of this caliber, of this style, has the one song where you have the, like, usually Protestant Christian leader of the community.
The conservative one.
Yes, the conservative one being like, we got trouble. We got problems in this here city. You really like that one. Why do you like that one?
It's one take.
Yeah.
Strictly, I mean, the song itself is nothing special because it literally is like beat for beat Trouble with a few minor like key changes, so it's not an exact replication. But it's the same theme, the same kind of call and repeat, that kind of and but it's the fact that Kristen Chenoweth does this in one take, and I don't think they could have done this kind of musical number with anyone else in the cast, save for maybe Alan Cumming, just because he has so much stage experience as well. But I think of the cast, him and Kristen Chenoweth have the most stage experience, and it just made sense for her to have the big one-shot,
right?
You know, the song that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger until we end with a giant curtain hanging from who knows
literally
where?
The sky.
And like the giant, you know, vote for Leighton signs that everyone's carrying at the end. But yeah, Act 1 I thought was more fun. Act 2 also had a lot more dialogue-heavy scenes.
Yes, and I think it's because it needed to actually, like, move the plot forward.
Right.
Because Act 1 was a lot of, like, kind of, bear with me here, mm-hmm. like, throwaway songs.
Oh, it was
corn pudding.
It was purely...
is not addressing the plot.
No, it was purely exposition and introducing you to the world of Schmigadoon, and, like, something as simple as saying the word corn pudding will set off a whole musical number.
So it's like a fun world-building song, but it does nothing to, like, move the plot forward. So they have to use some dialogue in Act 2 to push things forward. Mm-hmm. Like, in Act... But that's not, like, always the case. So, like, there are those songs in Act 2 that are still fun.
Yeah.
And do move the plot forward.
Yeah.
So, like, I like... Let's talk about the wastes. The wastes of Miss Jane.
Yeah.
So, my example being, she has her song, I Always Get My Man, where they're driving in a car, but she's not really driving, because it's funny, like, very cliche classic, love it. But she, the whole time, Cecily Strong is just like, oh, it's so nice of you, like, I know this trope, I know your character, you're gonna give me the guy, like, you're gonna step out of the way. All the while, Jane is singing a song like, nope!
Yeah.
This bitch is here thinking I'm gonna give up my man!
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna give up my man.
Yeah.
Because she always gets her man.
Always never gets her man.
Always never gets her man. But now, this time, she's going to get her man.
Because she's a Nazi.
Because she's a Nazi. A stainless steel Nazi!
I mean...
What? That was so obscure. And that's why I love this. That's why I love this so much.
One thing that... that TV show, I'm quick aside, involving Jane Krakowski. One thing, I'm not, it's not that thing. We'll get to that thing later. But one thing that really bugs me with TV shows or movies that have, like, a big, I would say, like, high-level B-list star.
Yeah.
Like Jane Krakowski, who does have...
High-level B-list star.
A high-level B-list star.
It's just so, have you seen 30 Rock?
I honestly started the first two episodes yesterday.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. So her character in that show, Jenna Maroney, the fact that you just described her as a high-level B-list star would, like, kill her.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She'd be like, B-list! Flip a table.
Yeah. Okay, Jane Krakowski is a low-level A-list actor.
Okay. Oh, now you're saying low-level. Jane's not happy. Give unto Jane what is due unto Jane.
Jane knew what she was doing when she first debuted on Broadway in Starlight Express, which we will talk about at a later time.
We really don't have to.
I need to have... I just... Anyway. But having those kind of characters on the poster, or, like, in the trailer, like, starring this person,
gets
and also...
butts in seats!
It gets butts in seats, but there's no seats to get butts into other than your own damn couch. So, like...
But it gets you to watch it, right? Like, would Ted Lasso have been popular if it weren't for our buddy Sudeikis?
But he's probably the main character, though. That'd be, like, teasing Ted Lasso, and then Ted's in, like, two episodes of season one, and we just hear about him. Like, he's not some mysterious guy. He's front and center in almost every, like, every few minutes you're gonna get a dose of Lasso. Your daily dose of Lasso. Yeah.
It is odd that she appears for a couple seconds.
She's in it for probably a grand total less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
A musical number, and when she's briefly introduced in the beginning of episode 5, and then is never seen again.
Which, like, is okay. We were kind of talking about this. I honestly think that because this was filmed during COVID, they were just kind of all around, and they're like, hey, Jane.
Well, they filmed
it. Come on over real quick.
Well, they
filmed Red Rover. Send Jane Krakowski all over. All over.
Well, British Columbia is where they filmed it. So, in a giant soundstage.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
Proving you can have fun during a global pandemic. But yeah, I think they were just like, hey, what are you doing? And she's just like, I'm not really feeling anything right now. And they're like, what about this? And she's like,
okay.
Fine, Lorne. I'll do whatever you want. I mean, you owe me.
What does Lorne Michaels look like?
You don't know what Lorne Michaels looks like?
No.
Oh! Yeah, that guy. It's that guy.
Oh!
Yeah. He very much looks like a New York TV producer. Yeah, so I do love her in this. I think she's fun. but you have some history on her that I was not necessarily
yes.
aware of.
Yes. So Jane Krakowski got her start in the 80s on Broadway.
Uh-huh.
With
everyone's favorite.
With everyone's favorite Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, Starlight Express. And I can only describe... this show as...
Is it a show?
I don't...
You know what this reminds me of after looking into it?
1987, she made her Broadway debut. Starlight Express.
You're right. It does remind me of the year
1987. It's very 80s.
it's very
absurdly,
impressively 80s.
Obnoxiously so.
It just kind of like reminds me of like those traveling arena shows. Or yeah. like
this
better
is like,
modern references like Disney on Ice.
This is like shitty Cirque du Soleil.
Right.
If they only knew how to roller skate.
This is a really good time, Adam. And we're going to lose. Our listenership is going to drop straight off after this. I do not like Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I don't think
we're I need to talk about this.
I don't think we're going to lose as many listeners as you're thinking, to be honest.
He's name for me some really impactful Andrew Lloyd Webber shows.
Phantom of the Opera.
Okay, I'll give you Phantom of the Opera.
Let me look up what else he's done.
Uh-huh. You have Cats.
It was impactful, but not in a great way.
Uh-huh. And that one, fine, whatever. Like, if you like Cats, you like Cats. You like the stage production. That was an artistic whatever. Like, I'll even give you Cats. I will not give you Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, come on.
And I sure as hell am not going to give you the fever dream bullshit that is Starlight Express.
Not saying that's a good one.
Starlight Express. It is about trains.
Evita.
Evita?
He did Evita.
I'll give him Evita, but I will take back...
He did School of Rock.
The new one? Like, the Broadway musical?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
He also did, like, Cinderella, but I do not like his Cinderella.
The new one?
Yeah.
That just came out, like, a week ago?
Oh, no. He did, like... Did he do... Is that the new one?
No, you're thinking of Rodgers and Hammerstein's
Cinderella. Okay.
New one that came out, like, a week ago. Like, literally debuted on the West End a week ago.
So what's his bullshit twist to it? Are they all going to be cars? Are they going to be planes? Is it Cinderella, but they're all anthropomorphic airplanes?
They're all Zambonis. no, it's
kind of gets rid of the whole conflict of needing a pumpkin chariot and everything.
The shtick of this one is everyone in the town is beautiful except Cinderella.
Wait, so she's literally just the ugly person?
Yeah.
Wasn't that kind of like the... Well, no, before it was more commentary on wealth.
She was just poor before.
She was just poor, but now she's like ugly.
Yeah.
How do you get cast in that and not feel bad about yourself? Hey, I've got the role for you. Have you ever wanted to be Cinderella? Hell yeah, I do. Cool. Well, we're doing a modern twist on a classic. Oh, cool. What's the twist?
I'll see if I can pull up.
I'm not saying that you're not conventionally attractive. But interesting. Okay. Still don't like him. Not a fan. I think he just gets more credit than he, like, really, really...
There you go. There he is.
No, I know what he looks like.
There's Cinderella.
Oh. You're not, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Right. Is that really a twist?
No. She also played Eponine in Les Mis.
I'm sorry. That's Samantha Bart?
No.
Like, old school Eponine. Like...
Not the movie.
Samantha Barge was...
She played it on the West End. Samantha Barge was a Broadway.
West End. Okay, tell me about Starlight Express.
Yeah, so Starlight Express, it's basically a story of this young steam engine named Rusty who needs to win this championship to impress his love interest named Pearl, who's a first-class... train car. It ran on the West End for 7,409 performances between 1984 and 2002.
God, that's a lot of rollerblading.
And Starlight Express is also the most famous musical in Germany, where it has been performed in a purpose-built theater since 1988. All I will say about Starlight Express is people have probably heard the name, but they've never done any, like, looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
All I'll say is this. If you ever find a film version of it, know that you're going to find people dressed up in odd, like...
like steampunk garb.
Like steampunk cosplay of machinery. With, like, silver chrome face paint and, like, bronze-looking hair. And you're going to see them roller skating around on a stage. And that is basically it. It is the most 80s sounding soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun.
It's not fun!
But like Cats, it certainly has its like diehard fans.
And the diehard fans are the country of Germany.
The country of Germany, where it is performed in Bochum, Germany.
Everyone, like, of course the Germans are really into Starlight Express. They love trains.
Mm-hmm.
They love some kind of weird stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the ending of season two?
You mean act two?
Act two.
Yeah, back to Schmigadoon. Now we're off the Starlight Express train.
Yeah, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Starlight Express. Go back to Germany.
Auf Wiedersehen. I'm going to go roller skate with my friends.
Okay, bye, Hans. Like...
I think season two, or act two, god damn it, act two of Schmigadoon, I thought was fine.
Yeah.
It wrapped up, it did not leave me wanting more, which I think is successful.
Mm-hmm. I got what I wanted.
Right. It ends implying that almost said Brad and Janet.
fuck it. It implies that Brad and Janet go back. They cross mm-hmm. that bridge dun, dun, dun. Back into normal life, and it ends right. with like their faces as they like step in, and they, like take a step forward,
hold hands, and yep. step forward, and yeah.
And so it's like implied
mm-hmm.
that they're back home,
right?
But are they?
Okay, so there are many...
Because I know in part one of this, we spent time like theorizing how this would end.
Yeah. So there are many ways I think it could end, and there could be a season two.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are two, maybe three options on how this ends. Option one, they just cross back over, mm-hmm. and season two is a whole other like comedy duo who crosses into Schmigadoon on this, you know, mm-hmm. couples retreat hike. And then it's you're finding their love again. But mm-hmm. it's like different problems, different issues that these people are having.
Right.
That's option one. Option two, they cross over the bridge and the Schmigadoonians, or Schmigadonians. Schmigadonians. Yeah.
Schmigadites.
The Schmigadites. They cross over the bridge with them, and it's an enchanted situation mm. where we have these musical characters mm. running amok in the real world. You know, like having Mildred freak out at the sight of an iPhone.
Right.
You know, the devil's brick! What is this?
The devil's brick.
Or having, like, Aloysius Mendlove, the mayor, stumble into a gay bar. You know, something like that. That would be kind of fun. I think that would be really funny.
Hmm.
But also, Alan Cumming exists in our universe. So he meets Alan Cumming.
But does that mean Kristen Chenoweth also yes. meets... Oh.
Kristen Chenoweth...
Oh.
Mildred goes to see Wicked.
Oh.
With Kristen Chenoweth as like, Glinda.
Huh.
yeah. But anyway, so that's option two.
Mm-hmm.
Option three, there is no season two.
Yeah.
It's just a self-contained story. I guess option four is they go to cross over the bridge, and Martin Short's Leprechaun's like... Not so fast!
Uh-uh. Right? I was half expecting the Leprechaun to make a reappearance.
Because it's Martin Short!
Right, it's like they got Martin Short and all that costume and stuff, and they had him do one scene.
I'm waiting for him to show up in Ted Lasso season two.
Please no. Stay away, Martin Short. Stop it. You had your time. You can be funny and no longer around.
It was the 90s, and you were great.
Right.
And now it is the 20s.
So goodbye.
That's weird to say
the
that.
The 20s.
It's the 20s.
The roaring 20s.
Welcome to the 20s. What? Everybody's sick.
Everybody's sick. If you could rewrite the ending of Schmigadoon, mm-hmm. what would you do?
Honestly, I would have them leave.
Mm-hmm.
I would have them go to, like, regroup with everyone. Have it be like a mm-hmm. Narnia situation where, like, right. no time has passed in
there's
the real
like
world.
There's been, like, a day. Like, a normal, like, a day.
Right. Yeah. And they're back. And the, like, owners, the kind of hippy-dippy owners.
Right.
They, you know, they're like, I hope everyone had a good hike. Hope everyone got to reconnect. And then, like, maybe looking at them.
The couple.
The being like, and I hope you might have found some pretty good corn pudding out
and,
there.
Yeah, and then the other couples are like, what?
What? Right, what? And so it's kind of like a wink. We know about Schmigadoon.
Right, we know that this is a thing.
And, like, we also went through this trial and tribulation to find...
Trial? Tribulation?
we went through this same thing.
That's how their couple stayed together.
Right. So, like, you know, it's yeah, that's how I kind of wanted it to end, is just kind of like an awareness of, like, we know that this magical city exists out, or magical town exists out there.
Right.
But we're not gonna, you know.
This is our secret. And it's right. your secret now, too.
Right.
I think that would be, like, a fun wink to, yeah. like, the audience. Mm-hmm. And then be like, oh, now it's over.
The end. And I think it would also be more definitive, mm-hmm. just because it ends in a way that it could be a season two, might not. But I think there could have, you know,
right.
wrapped it up. And even then, even if you wanted to end it with them, like, you know, oh, we found some corn pudding out there, and just ends with, you know, they kind of smile at each other and just down it, down it, down it,
into blackness.
The end.
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Like, I was happy with this ending. I would like to see a season two, but it's set in a, and we talked about this, like, a different yeah. musical era.
But it's still the town of Schmigadoon.
It's still the town of Schmigadoon, but, like, instead Footloose. Of being, yeah, now it's literally just Footloose, it's or just Footloose. Like, it's like the 80s,
mm-hmm.
or, like, a more modern musical. Imagine, mm-hmm. oh my god, imagine if they step into Schmigadoon, and mm-hmm. it's like a 2010s musical, and now they're teachers in a high school of angsty teenagers.
You have that kind of bum, 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 bum. Every day here at the schoolyard, we right. deal with the same bullshit every day.
Technology, social media.
Right, like, you know. Here in Schmigadoon.
Right. Or it's just Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Schmigadoon.
Dear Schmigadoon.
Dear Schmigahansen.
Schmigahansen.
Dear Evan Dune. Evan Dune is probably a real person.
Evan Dune.
Evan Dune is a real... I'm gonna Google
That's
that.
A good name for, like, a... What do you... You're gonna just Google Evan Dune? It's probably gonna come up with Evan Dune obituary. It's probably gonna be the first thing, if I was guessing.
Facebook. Evan Dune. Dune.
Where are you from, Evan?
There's Dune Evan, Evan Dune, Evan Dung.
We're looking for Evan Dune.
Okay. Evan...
Yes. Evan Dune.
Oh,
terrifying.
It's just a person's profile with the cover image of, like, hot air balloons, and then their profile is just a doll.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the photos are for Evan Dune.
Terrifying. Okay.
They have no friends.
Poor Evan Dune.
I'm gonna add them. No, I'm not.
I would not add Evan
no,
Dune.
No, Evan Dune looks terrifying.
That haunted doll is gonna end up in your sleep. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. that was Schmigadoon.
Yeah.
I was really content with this.
That was good. It was fun. It was... This is not a family show. Also, for the record.
I would disagree.
I think it's
you
PG...
You can expose this to your children.
PG-13.
Nothing happens in this.
It's a PG-13 musical.
Right. What,
as
what,
most musicals honestly are.
What about this is not child-friendly? Other than...
Yeah,
no,
you're right.
Even the vagina song.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Even the vagina song. Ripped straight out of The Sound of Music, thanks to... parody law. But at least now I know parts of the vagina. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Schmigadoon.
Did you not know where the fallopian tubes were before?
Listen, it's been a while since high school health class, okay?
Okay.
It's been a hot second.
Right. But yeah, I think it was fun. I would give Schmigadoon an 8 out of 10.
an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably also give it an 8 out of 10. Yeah, I don't feel the need to necessarily go back and rewatch it in the future, like, too far in the future.
The songs will enter my Broadway playlist, and that's where they'll live.
Like, specific ones. Like, I don't need Suddenly, because any song in Broadway in a Broadway musical titled Suddenly or, like, At Last, I'm good. No, I'm good, thank you. Especially, the worst of the Suddenlies. Do you know what I'm talking about? Suddenly, in the 2012 Les Mis movie.
Oh, yes.
Their Oscar bait song.
Suddenly.
Suddenly, you're here. Suddenly, I see. Why are we making him sound like Cole Wilkin?
a better Valjean.
Right.
Hang on.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of like any of the Suddenlies. Are you pulling it up?
I'm just the lyrics. I'm gonna try to sing it as Cole Wilkinson.
Oh, okay. That's what we're doing.
Here we go. Is this it?
Did you search Suddenly Les Mis?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lyrics.
Lyrics, probably a good way, a good addition.
Okay.
Okay.
Suddenly, you're here.
Oh, good.
Suddenly, it starts. Can two anxious hearts beat as one?
Okay, now do it as George Lucas.
Yesterday, I was alone. Today, you are beside me. Something still unclear. Something not yet here.
Now it's Kermit the Frog.
Has begun. Whoa. That was like a transitional thing there.
Tough start.
Suddenly the world seems a different place. Somehow full of grace, full of light.
Oh, that's good. Good.
How
good.
Was I to know that so much
Lin-Manuel Miranda
was held inside me? What has passed is gone. Now we journey on through the night.
Through the night! Oh, this is good. And an awful song. So, like, yeah, some songs will make it into my playlist, some won't.
Yeah.
Songs, let's real quick, songs that make it to the playlist.
Okay, let me pull up the Schmigadoon.
Yep.
The here, official. Oh, you got it?
Schmigadoon, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. You Can't Tame Me, yes or no?
Yes.
I would say no.
No?
I'm good. I don't need more of that. Corn Puddin'.
That's tough for me, honestly.
See, this is tough, because if I add Corn Puddin', then that means that when I'm randomly shuffling my music, Corn Puddin' has an opportunity to just randomly play.
Right.
And, like, my friends already know I have weird musical tastes. I don't need them to be, like, riding around in my car and just like... The Leprechaun song.
No.
Nah. I'm good. Lover Spat.
Yes.
Lover Spat. Somewhere Love is Waiting for You.
Yes.
Okay. Enjoy the Ride.
Part one, yes. Part two, no.
No, I agree. To the right, to the left.
Yes.
Hell yes.
To the right, to the right, to the left, to the left. Now, to right.
Step forward.
To the right, to the right. Step backward. To the left, to the left. To yeah.
You done tamed me.
No.
No, I'm good. That one's... like, in the same category. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. He's a queer one. That man o' mine.
Yes.
Yeah. Cross that bridge.
Yes.
Cross that now. And then, next episode, mm-hmm. With All of Your Heart.
Yes.
Abso-fucking-lutely. God, I love this song. This is so... Oh, my God. Perfect.
Yeah.
V-A-G-I-N-A.
It's pronounced vagina.
Vagina.
The vagina! You know... If I'm doing it as, like, my friends are listening to my shuffle, for pure shock value, yes.
Perfect. Suddenly.
No.
Correct answer.
No.
And then Tribulation.
Yes.
Yes. I always, always never get my man.
Yes.
And then You Make Me Want to Sing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
No?
This one's a little slow.
That's
and
fair.
Like, it's disappointing because it's a Keegan-Michael Key song, and mm-hmm. I know that he can sing. We've all heard Prom.
Right.
So, like, I know that he can sing, but mm-hmm. the whole point of this is that he's singing for the first time, and he's bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then How We Change / Finale.
Yeah.
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 This was a good one. Yeah. This one's very much like your classic cliche Broadway ending where it's just like...
Because it brings in the very first song as the ending of...
To show that they have changed. We've
come full circle.
Yes. Okay, well, hey, we just built out the playlist.
Yeah.
This was good.
This was good.
This was good. What are we going to talk about next?
We should... Well, our finale is probably coming up soon.
Yeah, probably.
Because we'll be going on a hiatus and then we'll do our Halloween and then Christmas episode.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. 2021's almost over.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Yeah. Are we saving Hamilton for season 3? We've been teasing it since season 1.
We could probably do that as the finale.
As the finale? Okay.
I'll see to Hamilton.
Okay.
How does a bastard orphan son of a whore...
Aaron birthed on a Jewish grandmother from Brooklyn.
How does a beast?
How does a bastard? It's just an old woman.
In Dennis is a bastard, ma'am.
Yeah. We'll probably do one more mini rant, and then we'll end with Hamilton for season 2.
That does seem like something that we'll probably do.
Let's take a look. Well, hang on.
Well, we can talk about this later. Yes. We won't decide now. This has been a mini rant. Finishing out Schmigadoon.
Yeah.
Go watch it. It's available on Apple TV Plus.
Again, get Apple TV Plus.
A good streaming service. I think it's worth your money. It's better than Showtime.
Honestly.
There's a reason you get Showtime free with everything. And there's nothing on it.
And here's one thing about Apple TV. It's the one Apple product you can get that doesn't need an iPhone or a Mac to work.
That's correct.
You can just get it.
Right.
Just do it.
Just don't let your dreams be dreams.
Yeah.
It's been an episode of Stage Rant. If you would like to share us, you're more than welcome to. Share the wealth.
Yeah.
We
forgot something very key here.
What did we forget?
We have to make it with Meryl.
Oh, fuck.
Who is Meryl Streep in Schmigadoon?
Mayor's wife.
Really?
Yeah.
You think... You just want to hear her saying that's...
He's a
queer one, that man of mine?
Yeah. I think that would be fun.
See, I would put her as...
either that or Pete.
Sorry, Meryl!
Because you don't often see Pete, and I think it would be really funny that you just see her in the first episode, and then it's just implied that she's just getting progressively more and more injured off-screen.
It's like how Glenn Close had that cameo in Hook.
Mm.
If you didn't know that, Glenn Close has a cameo in Hook. Look it up.
Where are you putting Meryl?
I would put her as Jane Krakowski's character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. Have Meryl Streep come in. I don't want to have Meryl Streep say, "Of course I'm a Nazi."
Yeah.
So.
And there's a chance it's not said, but I think you're a Nazi.
Of course I'm a Nazi. Yeah.
Perfect.
Stay train.
Stay train.
Stay train.
Goodbye.